It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for May 2nd.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Today's word is abjure, spelled A-B-J-U-R-E. Abjure is a verb. That means, in formal usage, to renounce upon oath or to reject solemnly. It can also mean to abstain from or to avoid. Here's the word used in a sentence from The Economist. Leo Tolstoy was an inveterate quitter. All his life, he gave up the things that mattered to him, or tried to. He bolted from university without a degree, left the army, renounced the privileges of aristocracy. He rejected the Orthodox Church and abjured fiction as a vanity. Just as a jury swears to produce an unbiased verdict, and a witness swears to tell the truth on pain of perjury, those who abjure their former ways swear them away. The word abjure, as well as the words jury and perjury, comes from the Latin jurare, which means to swear, and which in turn is based on the root jus, meaning law, plus the prefix ab, meaning away. These days, we can casually abjure, that is, abstain from, various vices, but in the 15th and 16th centuries, to abjure was a matter of renouncing something under oath, and sometimes a matter of life and death. For example, during the Spanish Inquisition, individuals were given the choice between abjuring unacceptable beliefs and being burned at the stake. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.